WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to conquering anxiety and living a calmer, more courageous life. Ever feel like your chest is tightening, your palms are sweating, and suddenly that crowded coffee shop feels like a pressure cooker? Yeah, we've all been there. Today, we're diving deep into the world of anxiety attacks, especially those public place meltdowns that can make even the most confident person want to disappear. Don't worry, I'm not here to judge. I'm here to help you understand them, manage them, and ultimately reclaim your power in any situation. Let's be real, anxiety is like a guest that overstays its welcome. It shows up uninvited, starts hogging the couch, and then demands all the attention. But just because anxiety shows up doesn't mean we have to roll out the red carpet. We can learn to set boundaries, politely ask it to leave the room, or at least teach it some manners. So, how do we do that? Here are five key takeaways that will help you navigate those public anxiety attacks like a champ. First, remember this. An anxiety attack is not a sign of weakness. It's your body's natural alarm system going haywire. Think of it like a car alarm. Sometimes it's triggered by something real, and sometimes it's just overreacting. But either way, it's designed to protect you. The key is to learn how to differentiate between a true threat and your anxiety playing tricks on you. Second, breathe. I know, it sounds cliche, but deep, slow breaths can literally calm your nervous system down. When anxiety kicks in, our breathing becomes shallow and rapid. Consciously taking those deep breaths sends a message to your body that everything is okay, helping to lower your heart rate and ease tension. Try inhaling for a count of four, holding for four, and exhaling for four. Repeat this several times, focusing on the sensation of each breath entering and leaving your body. Third, challenge those negative thoughts. When anxiety takes hold, our minds tend to spiral into a vortex of what-if scenarios. But remember, thoughts are just thoughts, they're not necessarily facts. Learn to identify those negative thought patterns and consciously replace them with more positive and realistic ones. Instead of thinking, I'm going to have a panic attack, try saying, I'm feeling anxious right now, but I can manage this. Fourth, find your grounding techniques. These are things that help you connect with the present moment and pull yourself out of those spirally thoughts. It could be anything from focusing on your senses, noticing the colors around you, the sounds you hear, or the feeling of your feet in the ground, to repeating a calming mantra or visualizing a peaceful scene. Finally, remember that you're not alone in this journey. Millions of people experience anxiety attacks, and there are resources available to help you manage them effectively. Don't be afraid to reach out to a therapist, counselor, or support group. Talking about your experiences can be incredibly helpful, and you don't have to go through this alone. Imagine this. You're at a busy airport terminal, surrounded by people rushing around, announcements blaring, and the general hum of travel anxiety. Suddenly, your heart starts pounding, your palms sweat, and you feel that familiar tightness in your chest. But instead of panicking, you remember our five key takeaways. You take a few deep breaths, focusing on your inhalations and exhalations. You challenge those negative thoughts, replacing them with positive affirmations. You visualize a peaceful scene, maybe your favorite beach or a quiet forest, grounding yourself in the present moment. And as you continue to practice these techniques, you notice a shift within yourself. The anxiety starts to recede, replaced by a sense of calm and control. T. It's not about eliminating anxiety completely, it's about learning to manage it effectively so that it doesn't manage you. By understanding the triggers, practicing coping mechanisms, and seeking support when needed, we can reclaim our power in any situation, even those public places where anxiety might try to throw us off balance. Remember, you are capable, strong, and resilient. Never forget that. So go out there, face your fears, and rock those public spaces with confidence. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might benefit from these insights. Let's spread the word about calm, control, and courage one conversation at a time. Until next time, stay strong, stay grounded, and keep on shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.